Oh dear. I didn't know I had another patient. Oh. Do you mind if it could wait? I'm so hungry right now. Actually, how rude of me. I do apologize, I'm just a bit hungry. It's been a very busy day today, but you are my patient after all, so your needs come first. Come, please have a seat. Nonsense, I'm sorry. That was very unprofessional of me. What's your name? Ah, I see. Let me quickly find you on my records then.
What are you here for?
I can't find you anymore.
Oh, there you are.
I see. So you're not feeling too good overall, but you don't know exactly what's causing it. Alright. Well, I can evaluate you and see if I can find out what it is. How about we start with checking your temperature first, yeah? Wonderful. Alright. What I'm gonna need you to do is just, you know how these work, right? Perfect. Just put this in your mouth and keep it there, alright?
Good.
So, how have you been this week? Just a bit of small talk while we wait for this. That's good. Anything exciting? That's nice. Okay. Well, it's not finished yet, but we can already see that, well, your temperature's going a little higher than it should be. What are your symptoms? Oh, I see. Okay. Hold on. Let me get down your temperature first. Okay. Okay. All right, please do continue. I wonder what's causing that. You say you feel a lot of pressure near your pelvis? I might need to check that later, if you're alright with that. Perfect. Alright. Let's see. You're saying you feel tenseness in your muscles. Finding yourself distracted a lot too. I see. Well, how about we transfer you onto a bed so I can do a bit more of a physical examination on you? Are you fine with that? Wonderful. Alright. Please, come with me. I'm surprised. I'm quite unsure of what your illness could be, but I suppose with just a bit more questioning and evaluation, I'll find out. You have nothing to worry about. Now please, lay down. The beds aren't super comfortable, but at least it's lying down instead of sitting up. Perfect. Let me bring my paperwork over here. Okay. Now, where do you feel tense the most? Okay. All right. So it's nearer the lower region. So what I'm going to do first is just push against your stomach a little bit. Let me know if you feel it build up or if it stays the same. All right. Ready? Does that hurt? Okay. I'm going to apply a bit more pressure. Does that hurt? Okay. I'm going to go a bit lower. Does that hurt? Okay. Oh. Sorry. Are you okay? So it's a bit lower. I see. Okay. Well, tell me. Is there anything else in your upper body while we're still here that requires attention? Tense muscles, shaky hands. Gets distracted a lot. The whole distraction thing seems more like a cognitive thing, which isn't in my line of work really, but I can refer you to a, you know, person who's more qualified for that. Alright. I'm gonna try to massage you, and I'm just trying to see if maybe your muscles are like that because you haven't really stretched or been moving yourself around that much. So, just to kind of rule that out, if you're fine with that, if you consent to me doing that. Wonderful. Alright. We'll start with your shoulders. It's gonna be a bit difficult for me to do it properly. You know what? I think I know a solution to this. Sit up for me, please. Thank you. Alright. Okay. Lay back. Perfect. Huh? Oh, no. It's fine. You can use my lap as a pillow. That's the point. It's so I can reach your shoulder blades a bit easier. And I'd like to think this is a bit more comfortable for you. Wonderful. All right. I'll begin now. There we go. There we go. How does that feel? Good, good. Very good. I can tell from your reactions that it feels somewhat decent. Quite happy that I still have it, at least. There you go. How does that feel? So it helped temporarily, but it made other symptoms worse? Are you talking about your pelvis? Oh, I see. Well, I suppose we'll do that next. I'm just gonna lift your head off of me. Thank you. I'm glad my lap is comfortable. Now, I'm going to start back at your stomach again and just slowly work my way down until I can really pinpoint an accurate location. It seemed like the lower I got, it was more painful or tense, however you'd like to describe it. All right. We'll begin now. Before I start, I do apologize for how long this process is taking. I'm sure you have other things you'd like to do today, but I don't want you to go with an unsatisfactory experience or without knowing what's wrong with you. Sorry, I shouldn't be rambling. All right, are you ready? All right. This time I'm going to lift up your shirt. There we go. All right, 3, 2, 1. How does that feel? Okay. A bit lower. How did that feel? Okay. A bit lower. Oh, okay. That's... Oh, I see. It's... Have you done anything to hurt yourself there? It's about what you haven't done. What do you mean? NNN? I'm sorry, I do not know what that means. Could you please explain? I haven't learnt about that before, but hopefully I can find some way to help. Oh! No, that's not good! No! Oh, that's why! That isn't good at all. You understand that it's very bad to keep it in for that long, right? Oh, you bloody doof. No. No excuses. It doesn't matter what month it is, what NNN is. It doesn't matter. That is very unhealthy. Give me a moment. Luckily, I know a treatment for it. So, just be a good patient for me. Now, let's get these off. I don't care if you'll fail or whatever. I don't give a shit about whatever month this is. It is very unhealthy. And as a doctor, I need to do this for you. If you want these symptoms to let up, then you're going to have to trust me. Good. Thank you. Goodness me. That smell is certainly strong. And if you haven't noticed, your balls are very swollen. That isn't good. Just trust me. Okay? Good. Now, I'm going to apply a lubricant to it. Usually it helps things get slippery, and if focused on the tip, it actually helps it feel more sensitive. Okay. Are you ready? Good. My, I will admit you have a very large one. Sorry, I should be professional about this. I'll just keep on doing this until you climax, okay? So, hopefully this helps. Are you there yet? Oh, sorry. Is it there? How long does it usually take? Oh, that's a while. I should hope that I would make it go faster. Would you rather me focus on the tip like this? I see. You are letting out a lot of pre-cum. No, I'm not very experienced. I've done this once or twice. Huh? That's not important. You should focus on climaxing. It's throbbing a lot. Does that mean you're close? Oh? Be more daddy. I do know that I am... I need to keep this professional. I can't. Damn it. Do you enjoy it when I stroke your thing? Fuck. Okay. Do you enjoy it when your pretty little car strokes your cock, Daddy? Are you getting bigger? Okay. I see. So that worked. That's a good sign. I don't know what else to say. I'm not good at this. Fine. Okay. I can do that. Yes. Such a bit of taste. Has that helped? Are you any closer? It doesn't seem to be working. Your balls? How is that going to help? Fine. I'll suck them for you. What about my faith? Shut up. So embarrassing. Why isn't my hand enough? I've done everything you wanted me to do. What? But we don't have any toys. No. I couldn't do that. You're my patient. That would be sex. I couldn't. Damn it. Damn it, lay back. Listen, I'm not going to have sex with you, but I can use Tom there, I guess. Not to have sex with, but just to massage it. It's already drenched down there anyways. Give me a moment. I can just slip these to the side now. Okay. Are you ready? Are you there yet? Come on. This is embarrassing. No, it doesn't feel good. Just keep quiet. All you need to be worrying about is how close you are. And then this'll be over. And you'll be fine. And then I can go home. Why are you moving too? Fuck! Fuck! Stop! Nothing. Just go at my pace, please. Fuck. Dave, no, I'm not in some sort of trance. Leave me alone. Just hurry up. You can't help out with anything. God damn it. Oh, fuck. Stop, hold on. Oi! Whoa! What are you doing? I said we can't do that. Release my legs. Wait, stop, please. I can't take all of that in me. Please, please, please. Anymore. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Don't act all clueless. Well, at least the treatment worked. You can go now, you know. If you need a repeat treatment, then I suppose I can help. But don't let it get like that again. Though I feel like, after how good the treatment went, I wouldn't doubt if you did it deliberately. But I'm warning you, don't. Seriously interrupted my lunch break for this. Well, at least your symptoms have gone down. Which means our session here is done. I'd like to finish eating. And because hopefully I don't have any more patients, you can just go home, finally. Yeah. Well, you need time to recover. Of course. Fine. Take your time. I'm gonna get some food in me. Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the end of the video. Today, I'll be introducing something new, where I show you a blooper at the end of my video. Why? Because I want you to enjoy my suffering too while recording these audios. Now, before I leave, I'd love to thank the Patreons for this month. Thank you all so much for joining and tagging along on this wonderful journey and supporting me. Some big things are in the makings, so I really hope that you enjoy what's to come. Thank you all so much for supporting me, and thank you for watching the videos and listening to the audios, watching the streams, subscribing, liking, commenting, everything. You're amazing. I love you. You want to know something? I'm proud of you, and you should be too. Keep on working on yourself. Keep being the amazing person you are, because I promise you, if you don't, I will come over to your house and meteor strike your bloody front door. That's right. I'm not afraid to do it. That's bloody right. I'll take that goddamn door off its hinges and disintegrate it. Thanos snap it out of existence. Yeah, what are you gonna say about that? Then imagine what would happen if 30 bloody cats flooded your house and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. Why? Because the door's gone. And then your entire house is gonna be bloody cold because it's winter. Woo! Yeah, baby! That's what we've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Woo! Fine. I know exactly what I need to do then.